Here's what I see when I go to the Union Square Farmers Market on a glorious late summer day. Purple carrots and mountains of greens and rainbow displays of cherry tomatoes, otherwise known as dinner. Julia Stellari sees something else entirely.
So when we look at a stand like this, we don't actually necessarily see the different varieties of tomatoes. We think of them as all of the different plantings that the farm had to put together and create plans for and execute on those plans in order to bring these tomatoes to market. So
it's not exactly a romantic vision, but then as the co-founder of the software firm Ag Squared, it is Stellari's job to see the invisible side of farming, to break down and analyze and simplify the complex business of running a small farm. Stellari started off as a scientist studying pepper breeding at Cornell. It was there that she met Jeff Froik and Gordon, who was breeding tomatoes. They got to talking and realized
a lot of what we were observing in working with farmers is that farmers didn't have a really good method of keeping track of what they were doing on their farms.
Among many consumers, there's a belief that small, sustainable farms should be low-tech operations. After all, they're supposed to be the antidote to industrial agriculture, where farmers sow thousands of acres of corn or soybeans from the comfort of air-conditioned tractors. That, or install GPS so the tractors can actually drive themselves. But if small farms are going to be truly sustainable, experts say, they need technology, too. And until recently, there hasn't been much available.
We'd go to these farms and they'd show us these marble paper notebooks and they'd shake them at us and they'd say, you know, I have all my records in this notebook and there's nothing I can do with it.
Stellari and Gordon's solution, a web-based software program to help small farmers to plan and keep good records. Here's how it works. Say a farmer decides he needs to harvest 300 pounds of tomatoes in late September. AgSquared calculates how many seeds he needs to order, how much space he needs to allocate in the field, and what date the seeds need to go into the ground. The software will also automatically populate a calendar with a daily checklist of when to water, fertilize, and weed each crop. Then, when the tasks are completed,
you can say how long you spent working on them. That's labor tracking. You can say, you know, how much fertilizer you ended up putting on the ground, how many seeds you ended up using. That's keeping track of your material costs. So by virtue of having created that plan at the beginning of the season, we make it easy for you to keep good records.
Bob Walker is the farm manager at Kachke Farm in Kinderhook, New York. It offers produce subscriptions to businesses such as NBC, CBS, digital photo company Shutterstock, and WNYC. Each week, the farm sends a refrigerated truck to Manhattan loaded with 440 bright green bags of produce.
Tell me what you have in the bag this week.
A couple heads of lettuce, onions, broccoli rabe, a melon, either a cantaloupe or watermelon, tomatillo.
No one wants to get the same thing week after week, so Walker grows 60 different crops each summer and harvests between 8 and 12 different fruits and vegetables every week. Walker long ago graduated from a notebook to Excel, but more recently he switched to Ag Squared.
Whereas Excel is just numbers and a spreadsheet, the Ag Squared program, it's like using QuickBooks versus an accountant's pad and a pencil.
Ag Squared isn't the only new software designed for small farmers. There's a site called Ag Local that connects farmers with restaurants and retailers. Good Eggs, which just launched in Brooklyn, works like a mini Fresh Direct for local growers and artisan producers. But a first step, says Erica Frenay, is to make small farmers better farmers. As the coordinator of Cornell's Northeast Beginning Farm Project, it's her job to help new farmers get started and profitable. Frenay also is a new farmer herself. She raises pigs, chickens, and bees on 26 acres outside of Ithaca.
If you don't know how profitable you are, or if you don't know which of your crops are losing money and which are making you the most money, you really can't make decisions that are good for the viability of your farm into the future.
There were 300,000 new farms in the United States, according to the latest agricultural census. But you can bet that most of the new farmers didn't decide to go back to the land because they really love accounting or spreadsheets. Still, to succeed, they will need technology to manage the business of farming, just as they need the tractors to tend their fields. For WNYC, I'm Jane Black.